So I'm getting my hair all did up for the premiere of Reformgelical tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm a little nervous about it, I'm not going to lie. I've never done a podcast in real time where people can ask questions and interact. No matter how much planning you do for a podcast, you can't predict what other people are going to do and how they are going to react. But anyway, so I was getting all my hair did, and I hope to see you there tonight, getting my hair done. And I found out, for those of you who have been just wondering, I would love to know a random fact about Matt. Well, here you go. Here's a random fact about Matt. I have 6 cowlicks on my head. No wonder I can never get my hair right. It's like I've tried so hard to have a consistent look, but my hair gives me 6 middle fingers and says, I'm going to do what I want. I'm a rebellious hair. I'm a rebellious child. I don't know. Okay, enough of that silly intro. This is How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, putting up with my corny intros and my fun facts that are not applicable to you in any way. Thank you for listening to the show. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to HTBT. Nope, go over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HTBT in the memo field. There we go. We're going to get this show on track. And go become a member. Get a 15-ounce mug that says HTBT, How to Build a Tent. Great conversation starter and a great coffee mug because it holds 15 ounces of coffee. And let me tell you, when you are working hard, when you're hustling, when you are stepping out, taking risk, and putting in the effort, you need a lot of coffee to help get you there. And that mug was going to help you get a pint glass. Plus, you get tons of great exclusive content that I just think is fantastic. Plus, you'll be supporting all of us, keeping the Fight Laugh Feast Network around. And let me tell you, as all the craziness is happening and the politics, the culture, all of this stuff, you need the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Don't forget about the book club. Go check that out. And make sure you check out our show tonight with AD Robles and myself. I'm really excited about it. The first thing I saw that just caught my attention actually right before I was recording. Let's see. I shared it on my Facebook page too. This is a great example of people proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus at their business. It's a Fox News article. Thomas Roberts spent most of his life as an atheist, but with days left to live due to lung cancer, Robert announces his final wish. He wanted to be baptized. With the help of the University of Alabama at Birmingham hospital staff and a chairlift, Robert was baptized just 6 days before passing away. Now, the story is about this man who came to faith, wanted to be baptized, and he went to be passed away. But I want to focus in on these hospital workers. And this is, if you are wondering, like, how do I proclaim the gospel? How do I proclaim the Lordship of Jesus? How do I become a better example at work? How do I advance the kingdom? Well, sometimes it's in these ways where you might not even be preaching the gospel, but you might help somebody else in their baptism, in their declaration of faith, from their burial to resurrection, that they are proclaiming, that you can help them along. So look for opportunities like this hospital staff did. They weren't bumping their Bibles up against people. They weren't doing the things that we think of when we think about evangelizing at work that scare us to death. But they simply took advantage of opportunity and made it work. There was probably a lot of logistics that got in the way. There was probably a lot of hurdles. They probably had to spend overtime. They probably didn't get paid to do this. But you can see there's a large group of people that had to make this happen and make sacrifices so that this man could be baptized. And isn't that the Christian life? To make sacrifices for others, to love people in a sacrificial way. What a beautiful picture for these hospital workers to make this happen. I just love it. I love this story so much. Another story, far less important, but is impactful. And this is another way for us to think about why we need to be successful. It's because we are able to help influence and help steer this country in the right direction. Now, I know Trump has, you know, he's had a bad week. Trump has been a bad Trump this week. He praised the Chinese dynasty, Communist Party, I should say. I mean, I guess it's kind of a dynasty. 70 years. And I put a post on this on Twitter and Facebook, and I know what he's doing, right? And I think a lot of you know what he's doing, too. He is buttering up the leader of China, Xi Jinping. He's trying to butter him up to make a trade deal happen. And so he congratulated him. But that was wrong. You should not be congratulating a Communist Party that's responsible for tens of millions of deaths, for a dictator, for somebody who's persecuting the church. And I shared that. And I said, I know what he's doing. He's trying to talk up this leader, to get him to build some rapport, to be able to come to an agreement, to make a deal that will better both nations. That was his goal in saying that. And it just reiterates to all of us the importance of having a Christian foundation, a Christian value set, a Christian matrix to interpret our business decisions, our communications, our deal making, our negotiations. For those of you going to be part of the HGBT book club, Never Split Difference by Chris Voss. It emphasizes the importance of that, because although that was probably a good business decision, politically, who knows? But morally, it was reprehensible. It was bad Trump. And he doesn't have that Christian, or I don't think he has that Christian foundation. I'm pretty sure. I know people around him do. And that helps us to navigate through our business life, through our entrepreneurial, for our finances. It's not just, is this a good business decision, but is this something that's pleasing to God? And when you have that Christian framework, it's easy to make the right decisions when you're putting things through that matrix, when you're putting it through the framework. So another reason why not only you should be more successful as a Christian, and why you should be striving for it, and why you should expect it to happen, because you have a code, you have a moral compass to point you in the ways that God wants you to, but also it's a reminder too that we should be business partners equals with Christians, because they will have the same compass, the same moral standard. And if you don't, you get in trouble. And I'm going to be honest. I've been in businesses with equal or sharing the equity of companies without Christians, and it rarely works. So that's my warning. But anyways, back to what I really wanted to say, even though it's bad Trump, this is amazing. This just came out last night. Trump and the RNC has raised a record $125 million this third quarter. $125 million. Like, that is an incredible amount of moolah, of dollars. To compare it, President Obama in the same time in 2011 for his reelection only raised $70 million. He has almost raised twice as much as Obama. And if you remember, if you are old enough like me, President Obama was incredibly popular, not with us conservatives, but with the masses. I don't think we can argue that. And yet Trump is being able to outraise basically Obama by 2x. And again, I'm bringing this up because it's important to have people with our values endorse with their money people that are going to steer this country in the right direction. Now, although Trump praises the Communist Party, the opposition wants communism. That's the difference. See, voting for Trump means you're voting for somebody who tweets praise or tweets congratulations to the Communist Party. But the other side is people that want to bring communism to this country. That's a big difference. And that's probably the reason why Trump is outraising Obama at the same time by twice as much. It's because we all know in the business world, and the strategic forecasting of evaluating these plans, these taxes that are being proposed, and what we have today, we know that that communism that is coming for this country is going to destroy us. If we're not already destroyed already. I mean, this country, post-mill, pre-mill, we all believe that countries can be destroyed, right? We all believe that God can bring judgment on a nation. And I don't know if God's going to save us. I don't know. But I know that the Democrat Party is more judgment, not only for the slaughter of children, that alone is enough, but from the financial destruction that will come to our country. There is a chance that we get it turned around. I was just listening to John Piper and Doug Wilson talk. I think Canon Press just posted a YouTube, and I fell for the trap. I thought it was a new discussion, but it was like from 6 years ago. And they were both saying they don't know if God is going to save this country or not, which he might not. Maybe we need to be destroyed to be built up again. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. I don't know. We'll see. I hope that God will spare us and have mercy on us. But those are reasons, those are ways for you to proclaim the gospel, reasons to be successful. So let's go out and do it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.